This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. The humble rhubarb, its green stalks transitioning to pink, marks springtime in New England. Cookbook author Tinky Weisblatt has a new one out, and it's full of ways to prepare rhubarb that don't involve pie. I visited Weisblatt at her home in Holly, Massachusetts. As she prepared a recipe from Love, Laughter, and Rhubarb, I asked her where the title came from.
I was trying to think of things that sum up my life and my cooking. I have to say, rhubarb is not the only food that I adore and cook with, but I thought that this was kind of my mantra for life. If you don't cook with love, it doesn't work. I mean, literally, it does not work. I've had days when I wasn't feeling very loving and nothing comes out right. And laughter is just how we get through our life, right? And rhubarb is such a wonderful spring thing here in New England, and it represents to me hope and people I've loved and strength and color and all the things that it embodies, as well as a wonderful flavor and a wonderful flexible thing to cook with.
And it's a little dangerous.
It's a little dangerous, like so much of life, yes, because if we eat the leaves, we get sick. Not that I've ever actually tried, but we have to keep that in mind.
And it needs a little bit of help in order to become more palatable.
Well, there are people who pick the rhubarb and go chomp, chomp. I was really quite astonished because it's not something that I would ever do. My late friend Hal White, who used to make maple syrup here in Holly, would take the stalks and would dip them in maple syrup. And I think that's a pretty good idea. Although it's, you know, I don't know. I have a friend who's Canadian who says that rhubarb is Satan's celery. He said, I hate to hurt your feelings. I said, you're not hurting my feelings. What a great way to put it.
So how are you preparing Satan's celery today?
Today we're doing something because, as we speak, my rhubarb is not quite all the way up. So we're using something that uses some jam that I made with rhubarb from the past.
Yeah.
And so we're going to make my rhubarb with cocoa brownies.
What's interesting is that these aren't all sweet recipes. They aren't desserts. They're savories and mains.
Well, I think that's important. For one thing, there are a lot of people who don't eat much sugar, and it's just fun, you know? What can you do? The rhubarb pizza is the one that was the most of a challenge, because I really wanted to do a rhubarb pizza, and I tried all these different rhubarb pizzas, and my family was very depressed and said, that's not the one. So we finally got to the one that was the one, and it was very satisfying.
Your rhubarb patch, do
yes.
you tend it, or do you just feel very grateful that it's there and fends for itself largely?
Somewhere in between. I have lost rhubarb. I can kill literally anything. I'm not a gardener or a farmer. So my current rhubarb is actually new from last year. Somebody gave me some plants taking pity on me, because also I think everybody was sick of my asking for rhubarb, because I kind of go around the neighborhood saying, got any extra rhubarb?
About how much rhubarb did you go through in order to create this cookbook?
A lot. The good thing is you only do a little bit at a time, so you can hit up someone else's patch every time. Okay, pardon me, I'm going to get in front of you, sorry. I think that not everybody has my passion for rhubarb. So the selectmen designated May 26th Holly Rhubarb Day.
Really?
At my instigation. I think that rhubarb resembles our town. It's colorful. It's old-fashioned, but it's also adaptable to new flavors and influences. It's very strong. It's very resilient. Some of the things that these little towns go through are just staggering, but they go on. They endure, and they get through every winter and come up again in the spring. And that's kind of why I think it's important for it to be right here, right now.
I'm going to have one.
Please.
I definitely can smell the chocolate.
I mean, the rhubarb is subtle.
It is subtle, and I think it's going to add a lot to the texture.
And the flavor,
yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
So she's carefully tasting. She's chewing very gently so you can't hear it on the air.
Mm.
She's thinking. There's a little light bulb over her head now.
Oh, sweet. It's a nice little hit of sweet in amongst a very deep chocolate flavor.
And can you taste the rhubarb, I hope?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
You gotta taste the rhubarb.
Mm. We've posted the recipe and some extra rhubarb content at nepr.net. Tinky Weisblatt's new cookbook is called Love, Laughter, and Rhubarb. You're listening to New England Public Radio.